You could only be tuned to WRUV FM Burlington 90.1 on your radio dial.
WRUV FM Burlington.
The radio voice of the University of Vermont, your better alternative.
You are listening to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. Thanks, as always, for listening.
82% of young drivers ages 16 to 24 have read a text message while driving. Everyone knows that texting and driving is dangerous, but many of us do it anyway. When you text and drive, you're not multitasking, you're driving blind. By taking your eyes off the road, even for a few seconds, you make the road less safe for you, your passengers, and other drivers. Stop the text, stop the wrecks. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council and WRUV FM Burlington, where DJs never text and drive.
Turn. Okay. You are tuned in to WRUV's Exposure with
Troy Mellette and the Fire Below, the two best-looking members of Troy Mellette and the Fire Below.
Welcome, welcome. I'm DJ Gravy.
I'm DJ Stardust.
I'm DJ Gibbs.
And I'm DJ Deej.
Sweet. Thanks so much for having us, y'all.
Wonderful. We'd love to start off with a song.
Let's do it. Concert I've ever played. Yeah, it's like at Thanksgiving when your mom's like, show them that new guitar thing you learned. It's like, It's just a GD&E, Mom. And she's like, yeah, but show Nana. She would love to see it.
Everyone's very quiet, just looking at you. Yeah,
Everybody's very quiet. And you know that at least one of you is thinking, when is this going to be over? You know?
No. Especially not when there's a steel guitar. It's steel
right,
guitars
exactly,
are awesome.
Yeah. I never brought a pedal steel to Thanksgiving, but there's always 2026.
Yeah. You need to get one that like hangs around your neck that you can walk around with.
Is there such a thing as a portable pedal steel?
There's got to be.
Yeah, if not, we're trademarking
just
it right now.
This right here, it'd be really heavy just to hold around.
Yeah.
The neck.
Yeah, you might have to work out a little bit first.
Do you remember the movie Shallow Hal? The guy Rene Kirby, he was from Burlington, and he had a spina bifida, and he walked around on his hands, so he had like a very little waist and legs, a very bulk body. That would be someone who plays a mobile pedal steel. You would have like Hulk Hogan biceps and like Olympic sprinter ankles.
Yeah, you need a real neck.
Only neck.
Yeah, John Cena's neck. You don't even use the glass slide. You just dip your fingers in wax and use those as the slide. Anyway, what are we here to talk about again? This is.
We can talk about anything.
Yeah. So I really do have a vast knowledge of 2000s wrestlers. I was hoping to mention tonight.
Oh, totally, totally.
Who's your favorite heel from the 2000s?
Oh, my favorite heels from the 2000s. A good question. 2003 Triple H is probably my favorite heel from the 2000s. Thank you so much for this is the kind of interview I've been dying to do.
See, I don't know about 2000s wrestling, but I know, like, wrestling terms.
Okay, yeah, that's good. That's nice.
What's another one? What's your favorite heel turn?
John Cena, 2024.
Whoa, okay. Yeah, does that? I feel like that's too...
It's too recent?
Yeah.
Hulk Hogan, NWO. That's the greatest one of all time, prior to...
Didn't he switch, right?
He's retired now. It's like... Actually, this is our retirement as well. That's why we wanted to get into the wrestling term. Boots in the center of the stage and walk off after this.
Yes. You understand that. Please comment.
Yeah. Send me a DM. We can chat wrestling.
Oh, my.
Folkamania is running wild.
Folkamania is awesome. Yeah. Did you just coin that on the spot?
Yeah, trademark. Yeah, thank you guys so much for having us. My name's Troy. That's Cosmic on the pedal steel. We have faces for radio, so the cameras are a little intimidating, but we love being here. And we play in a band called Tremolent and the Fire Below. It's a lot like this, but with leather chaps and pyrotechnics. Same amount of sadness about my exes.
Right. Yeah, perfect. Just a little bit more fire.
Yeah, just a little more fire.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Also trademarked. Come at me, Mark Cuban.
So I heard the news that Radio Bean is... So I'm just going to ask you like a fun Radio Bean question. Like, what's some great memories that you had from Radio Bean?
Man, we played the Bean last night. We subbed in for a Honky Tonk Tuesday, which we might not have been as Tonkin as people would have liked, but we played a whole set of 90s country covers.
I think it was pretty Tonkin. I think it was straight up Tonkin.
I agree. The second set was straight up Tonkin. My college band, With Love Anonymous, played when the Bean still had the small stage, which was basically like a 6-inch lift in the corner. And I was a St. Mike's kid, and there was a UVM jam band right after us. And we basically, it was like the scene in Mark Wahlberg's Rockstar, when the competing tribute bands are ready to throw fists, and there's like switchblades and microphone cables everywhere. And that's kind of what it felt like. And I'm like, here's this little acoustic love song I wrote. And they're like, play Tweezer. And I was like, oh my God, I'm going to have to go to the chapel and pray about this for like 7 hours after this.
Did it end in war or what?
Basically, war, if you include us playing Wonderwall for 7 minutes straight, it definitely ended in war.
That's throwing fists.
That's the cowboy court equivalent of throwing fists, is playing Wonderwall for anything over 2.5 minutes. Yeah, how about you guys? So we were discussing on the way over here that the Bean is such a... like a nucleus for this local scene. And even if the Bean isn't the type of venue that your band plays or the type of scene you normally operate in, it's kind of like a fist to the face of our music community and the morale of it. So do you guys all play in bands? Are you guys like music adjacent, music, you know, spectators? Are you involved? Do you guys have bands and things like that?
Spectator, for sure.
Definitely a spectator.
Spectator.
For sure. Just like to listen.
Yeah.
Don't dabble in playing.
It's crucial.
Right. You have to listen. You have to have listeners if you're going to have players.
It's arguably the most important part. You know, I don't like to liken radio DJs to like the gym coaches of like gym teachers of failed athletes, because I think it's a totally different thing. But I think it's easy to assume that that's what it's like, but it's not.
Yeah, definitely not. No, and I don't take offense to that at all.
That's fine.
Yeah, I'm just sorry. I'm over here thinking about climbing a rope. So if I don't speak coherently about about anything, that's why.
No, I definitely wish that I had more musical actual skills.
It's one of those things. I think anything you can find a community in, if getting involved and finding a community and finding your tribe. For me, it was writing songs and playing shows. But for some people, it's going to shows. For other people, it's digging through piles of CDs to play on a college radio station. For other people, it's watching TikToks and you know, our boy Noah Khan, man. Like, you need those people. Those are all important, crucial to this ecosystem for sure.
Exactly.
Yeah, I pretty much just play guitar extremely terribly. So
me too. That's amazing.
This is what it means
there
to play
I
guitar.
Myself in the booth, just dreaming about what could have been.
Yeah, one of my favorite Dave Grohl quotes is like,
"You got it. You're ready. Yeah.
Like reality TV basically ruined like all good bands, because you're supposed to just get together with your friends and like suck. You're just supposed to have fun and like you build that. You know, you find that charm, and then all of a sudden like the songs get better and all that other stuff follows. But I think with social media, it's so, this is my old man talk, this is me channeling Dave Carl Roberts, you know, I think we assume that if you don't pick up a guitar and play Stairway to Heaven in the first 30 seconds, you're basically a flunky at anything, and I don't think that's true at all.
This is what I needed to hear. You've inspired me.
Yes, good. Yeah.
I'm picking it up.
When you win your Grammy, let us know. We'll take 10%.
Yeah, perfect. I'll call you guys up.
Would you be able to tell us a little bit about your songwriting process and some of the songs you're going to play today?
Totally. We've been working on a record for as long as I've known Trevor,